He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old, with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
And I'm like, yeah, now you can eat. I said to her, so what do you want to eat? She goes, I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's.
And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed, she's healed. And we were just jumping for joy. Wow.
She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet and they hit the floor.
February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since.
On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today is our last day in a series that I've been on for 6 weeks talking about God wants you well. And I tell you, I've been blessed by this teaching. I know that there are people all over the world, and that's not an exaggeration. This program is heard on every continent in the world, hundreds of countries, millions and millions of people under this signal. And I know that God has taken these truths and has touched millions of lives, and that, praise God, there are people healed all over the world praising God today for the things that they've learned during these last 6 weeks. I'm excited about that. I do want to remind you that today's our last day, and the materials that we've been offering today, of course, is going to be our last day to offer you those materials. So you need to go to the effort of requesting them. We have all of this teaching material, plus we have a brand new product entitled Healing Journeys Volume 1 that has five video testimonies on it about miraculous healings. And today we are going to continue airing the last video in that series. This is called Hannah's Story, or Hannah's Miracle. And we started this and played about half of it yesterday. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, let me quickly just say that this is a couple in England who had a little girl that was born with some problems eating. She wasn't able to eat solid foods, so from the very beginning they had to puree her food. She never ate any solid food, and it got progressively worse to where she was eating some kind of a solution. They had put a tube into her stomach, and even that she wasn't able to handle, this special mixture, and the doctors had just basically said that she couldn't tolerate anything. She was in the process of dying. And the parents got hold of my teaching, downloaded nearly every teaching I had off of the internet, started building their faith, and they decided to come to one of my meetings, wondered if I ever came to England. They got on the website, found out that I was starting a meeting in England the very next day, and so they pulled out all of the stops. They brought Hannah, their little three and a half year old girl that was only wearing 9 month old clothes. Her growth had been so stunted, she was in terrible pain. But she was having so much pain, she wasn't able to come into the meeting. She was screaming and unable to, they weren't able to get her into me. And after 3 days, they had despaired and were just ready to give up, thinking maybe this whole thing was wasted. So that's basically the story up until this point. Today, what I want to do is to play the rest of the story for you and show you the tremendous results that came through the healing power of Jesus. So we're going to play that, and I'll come back at the end of the program today and conclude this entire series on God Wants You Well.
We were just despairing at that point, thinking we've come so far with such high hopes to miss it. You know, we really thought, have we come this far to nearly miss it? Are we going to go home empty-handed?
I had really no idea what was wrong with the child. All I knew is she had a backpack on. And when I came into the room and I stepped over her, here's the backpack, here's the child, and here's this tube. Honestly, it was the creepiest thing. It looked like a little remote-controlled toy was the child, and this backpack was like this remote. It was awful. It was like this thing was just zapping her. It was supposed to be giving her life. But it was like bondage, absolute bondage.
At that point, when she was screaming, the lady who came to help us was Leslie Decker. And she worked at the college. We didn't know that at the time. And she was passing through the creche.
She didn't just stumble across us by chance, you know. I believe the Lord set that up. And she came in and she knew there was something wrong. And she prayed with us. She realised it wasn't just a tantrum, I think, after a while. And we explained to her the situation. And that was probably the first time I really cried, because up to then I kind of held it all together, you know. But I kind of, I was facing facts that she was going to die. And I didn't want to face that reality. But I kind of got my emotion and got my hopes built to such a crescendo that was like the climax. And then to feel like that's going to be snatched away, that we're going to go home and our daughter's going to die. I just couldn't go there. I just couldn't, and there was nothing I could do about it. And once I started to cry, I mean, I couldn't stop. Just like the years, it just came out all in one go.
Having known Carly now, I know she doesn't cry really easily. You know, this is something, she's one tough cookie. She believes the word and she harnesses those emotions and she goes the direction that God wants her to go. But there was something happening in her heart right at that moment, a very vulnerable moment.
And Leslie was great and she prayed with us and she just spoke really good words over us. And then she said she was going to go and get Andrew. And so we were alone for a few minutes. And finally, Hannah just cried herself to sleep in the buggy and she was calm.
She went and asked Andrew to come back there, and Andrew and Jamie came in. And it was a real special moment because, you know, it wasn't up the front and it wasn't a spectacle, it wasn't a show or anything. It was in a little back creche room, and it was a real humble experience, you know. And Andrew just sat down and his wife was there, and he let us just tell him the whole story.
He just let us talk to him and tell him how awful it all was. And how desperate the situation was and everything that was wrong with her. Our whole medical history just blah in about 2 minutes flat.
Whoever we told up until that point, whether it was pastors, you know, leaders, whoever it was, mature Christians, they would always be horrified and, oh no. And, you know, they'd be horrified at how bad it was. But when we told Andrew, he just smiled and said,
"It's a piece of cake for Jesus.
This is a piece of cake for Jesus."
And this smile crept across his face and I was like, that's awesome. This guy really believes this, doesn't he? You know, and that faith on the inside of us rose up.
And he was so confident, and he, like I said, he prayed for her. Very simple prayer. He just told the disease to go in Jesus' name, told her body to be restored in Jesus' name.
You know, Andrew doesn't go into these long, lengthy ordeals. He's the same as when he prayed for me and I received my healing back in 2001. He's the same today, 2007, it doesn't matter. He's still the same. He gets straight to the point with his prayer.
And then we were kind of left with a bit of a dilemma. Like, what do we do now? And she was asleep in the buggy at that time. So she was asleep throughout him praying for her.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, "Jesus has healed you." And as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, "I want to eat."
And I'm like, "Yeah, now you can eat." I said to her, "So what do you want to eat?" She goes, "I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's."
So I went and got my boys. I told them, I said, "Jesus healed Hannah." And they took it in their stride. They just said, "That's great, now she can eat."
In the meantime, we were driving around in a strange city looking for McDonald's. And you'd think there'd be a McDonald's in every city. And we couldn't find it. So we ended up at this KFC. And she said, "Oh, KFC will do just fine." So, okay.
that we bought some chicken, and she sat there, took bites of the chicken, swallowed it, took more bites, swallowed it, ate some fries, swallowed it, ate some more, swallowed it. And we was all just looking at her in amazement, thinking, wow, she's never swallowed food like this before, ever.
Chicken nuggets, chips, fizzy drink, cake, ice cream. I mean, anyone who'd been on a fast for that long and suddenly ate that amount of food would be ill, right? Every food group possible that could cause any sort of reaction, we tested in that first couple of hours, I think. But she just stuffed it all in and was just still grinning and running around, bouncing around the restaurant. And by now, I mean, well over an hour had passed, there was no sign of her flaking out on the floor. And normally, the hour would be up, she'd be on the floor, she'd be ready to be plugged in, back into her energy supply, if you like. She was bouncing off the walls in the restaurant.
So I phoned her up, and that's when I discovered that they'd gone to Caris Bible College, to the conference, and Andrew had prayed over her, Hannah, and she'd been healed. And I was just absolutely amazed. I just sat and cried.
She said, Hannah's healed. Had this phone call. She said, Hannah's healed. And I said, sorry. She said, Hannah's healed. And I couldn't take it on. She said, Hannah is healed. I said, what has happened? She got this phone call from Carly. She went to this Andrew Rowe, and people laid hands on her, and she's healed. And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed. She's healed. And we were just jumping for joy. Wow.
We went back to the conference because there was one more meeting in the evening.
We'd had this little cough and we're kind of like, oh no, what's going to happen next?
For the first time, she just started to choke, as if she was going to throw everything up and be sick, like she would have done sometimes in the past.
The boys were so used to her being sick, when they had that little cough, they'd run away, sick on me, mummy, sick on me, and just leg it, because they thought they were going to get covered in puke.
She just started to choke, and straight away I remembered the teaching, you know, don't beg God to stop it, just command. And I said to her, I said, choking, stop in Jesus' name. She stopped choking, and that was that.
And then it happened again in the car on the way home. That night, it happened again. And again, Ashley spoke over her, and she was perfectly right as rain, instantaneously. But I know that if we'd hadn't have had that grounding, if we'd hadn't had that teaching in our heart, we wouldn't have known what to do. And so when the symptoms came back, we would have just thought, oh, too good to be true, you know. And before you know it, full-blown manifestation of the disease would have been upon her, you know. But because we'd had that grounding, we'd had those weeks of teaching, well, we got the word in our heart, we guarded our heart, we knew that we weren't going to let Satan rob her of her healing. He might try, but he wasn't going to win.
And from that day, she's never had any medication, she's never had any formula food through a tube, she's never had any doctor's treatment, she's off all her medication, she's never been ill since then.
And she just was happy, totally different child, happy little girl. Just running around, she's still running around, she's still eating, she's still busy, 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 always getting into everything. So you know, she became the child she was always meant to be.
Well, I've got a text message here that Ashley sent to me. Praise God, Hannah was healed yesterday lunchtime. She's been eating like a trooper since. KFC, sweets, yogurts, crisps, cheese, chocolate spread sandwiches with no problems. She has been healed. Make no mistake, Jesus has healed her 100%, just like the word tells us so. 1 Peter 2:24. Glory to God.
But I believe until you actually experience a miracle close to you, like happens with Hannah, you can't really say. Well, personally, I couldn't really say yes. Miracles do happen. And I can say, miracles do happen.
But when we went back to the hospital to have the tube taken out, they did all sorts of examinations and blood tests and things. And the unusual thing with Hannah was, aside from this rare disease, she also had a blood clotting disease. We didn't find this out until she had her first surgery to put the tube in. But it's a very rare blood clotting disease that only one in maybe 1 or 2 million children have. And they did a whole battery of blood tests. They came back with these blood tests and they couldn't find it. that had gone too. So we're like, praise the Lord. But we had all these, we had all our best arguments ready that if they were to come with these bad results, because we just kind of expected them to come out with bad results because they just always did. We were just ready to hammer them with a word and say, no, we're not having that. Just ready to, any little word from the doctor that was negative, we weren't having it spoken over our daughter. We were about to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We were like right there ready. And they just examined her, and the doctor, I mean, I've worked in the medical profession and never in my career have I seen anything like this. The doctor looked at Hannah, looked at these test results, and just physically stepped back and looked at her, and she said, you're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you.
And Hannah just smiled at the doctors and said, I know I'm perfect. So they just said she was perfect then, which was great, and they gave a general anaesthetic, they removed the tube, and she came to and she was absolutely fine, and she's been fine since.
This is Hannah's bedroom. These are all her things. Oh, here he is. Here's the dog who had a tube in his tummy. I don't know if he bears the scars of it. It kind of went in there. This is where a doggy had a little tube in his tummy and then he got healed too. Now, when Hannah was sick, she used to insist on praying for herself at bedtime. Most of our boys, they like to us as parents to pray for them and pray that they don't have any bad dreams at night. But before Hannah was healed, when she was still really, really sick, she used to insist on praying for herself. And every night she'd pray the same prayer. She'd just thank Jesus that he loved her and that he had made her better. This is before she was healed. So she had a revelation on healing way before we did.
We hope that you've been encouraged by Hannah's miracle. It has certainly changed everyone in the Terades family. After Hannah's healing, Ashley and Carly sold their home and moved to Walsall to become part of Charis Bible College, where they could absorb more of the teaching that made all the difference for Hannah. The next year, grandparents from both sides of the family sold homes and businesses to do the same. Today, all of them attend CBC. Of course, a special thank you is due to the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries who gave extra so that this teaching could be made available free of charge to people in need. We thank you. And in her own special way, Hannah thanks you.
Praise Jesus. Isn't that powerful? I tell you, I am so blessed to have been a part of this. And you know, really, I didn't pray, just as you heard Ashley and Carly say, I didn't pray a special prayer. It was a very simple prayer. And we did exactly what I've been talking about here on this program. I didn't just ask Jesus if he would heal her, but we took our authority. We spoke to Ashley, commanded her body to respond. And then the real faith was exhibited on Ashley and Carly's part. As they stood in their, they stood on their faith. And when little Hannah went out and she wanted to eat, of course, the faith of a child is just so simple. Here she, 3.5 years old, had never eaten solid food in her life. And if she was well, she wanted to go eat. She went out and ate Kentucky Fried Chicken and desserts and all of these kind of things. But then she started to have this pain, which in the past would have undone everything. But Ashley took his authority, spoke to it, implemented the exact same things that I've been teaching you here on television. He heard it on a tape. He implemented it, stood on it, and praise God, this great miracle came to pass. And I tell you, I am so excited every time I see them when I go over to England now. They are just praising God. They got a lot to be praising God for. And every one of you, the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. The Lord loves every one of you just as much as he loved little Hannah. The Lord wants to bring you out of your situation, whatever it is. But there are some laws that govern how faith works. And that's what we've been teaching on. I've been teaching on this whole series, and I tell you, I just encourage you to not just be a hearer of this, not just hear somebody else's testimony and say, well, praise God for them. But if God has done it for them, he has also done it for you. It's not a matter of will God do it. It's a matter of will you do what Carly and Ashley did. Will you take your authority? Will you take a step of faith and speak out there? You know, not all of us are as blessed as Ashley and Carly were, that the doctors just say it's over, she's dead. In a sense, that's a real blessing because you know what? It leaves you with no alternatives. It leaves you to, well, what have we got to lose? Some of you are afraid to get out on a limb because you're afraid that maybe you're getting too fanatical. But I'd like to encourage you to just step out and go to believing God and taking these truths, and they'll work for you. God is no respecter of persons. Again, let me remind you that this is the close of our teaching on God Wants You Well. I've got a lot more that I could teach on this, but I've got other things that we're going to move on to. So I encourage you to please get these materials. They'll help you much, much more than what just listening to the programs could do. And plus, what a great way for you to share this teaching and these testimonies with other people. I'm doing everything I can to spread this around the world, but I need your help. So I encourage you to listen as our announcer gives you this information. I remind you, today is the last day for us to make any of these materials available here over our television program. So please listen, and then please call or write today and receive these materials.
Andrew's teaching titled, God Wants You Well, has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected 5 miracle stories in one DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's 4-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The 4th teaching in the series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this 4th CD free of charge. Request teaching TI4 titled The Laws of Faith when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online. Plus, there's a wealth of free ministry material at www.awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline. We have that number on your screen for you. And I tell you, you can not only get the materials that we're offering, but we can pray with you and we can see a miracle happen in your life. Maybe today you've understood this law about the words that you say and you're tired of just saying what you have, and now you're ready to have what you say. But you need somebody who's already established in this truth to help you. These people can pray a short prayer of faith with you and, I tell you, start you down a brand new road. It would really be a blessing to you. So again, we have that number on your screen. Please call, please get the materials, but please also receive prayer.
There was a time in my life, I'm going to start with, I went to church and that. But after I had my second son, I was getting into teaching in Ireland of sanctification and things like that. And I had a very bad time of that. And I was afraid of God. I was afraid of God. I was afraid to touch the Bible or go to church. I used to always shrink when I went into church for a wedding or a christening. I was so afraid of God. I thought He was really out to get me. But my son had got me, he was in the army at the time, he brought me a beautiful Bible. But I never opened it. I never opened it. It was just an ornament, like, you know. I felt safe with it. I don't know why, but I felt safe with the Bible. And then whenever I heard Andrew talking, like, that sort of opened all the Word of God to me. The first time I heard Andrew, my husband had just died, which is 24 years next month, and somebody had got hold of some of Andrew's church, so tapes, before he came to England, and it was How to Know God's Will for Your Life.
And if we were to tell people that the point of salvation isn't just getting your sins forgiven, but it's having intimacy, that God Almighty loves you, He is so passionate about you that God Almighty wants to spend time with you. He wants to be your best friend.
And I started listening, and you couldn't believe what you were hearing, could you? You know, it was amazing. Amazing to know you were healed. To know you had a God that loved you, not that, you know, not them that was judging you. Some people still think that they're under the wrath of God, and He put that all in Jesus, didn't He? He's love, isn't he? And he just loves us so much. I'm 84 years old now, and as I learn to live by that word, and not just hear it, but to do what the word said, it changed my life.
I'm just pleased that I'm able to help get the word out.
It's transforming people in ways that I've never seen any other ministry do that.
We want to be there. We want to be a part of what He's doing.
As I said on my program today, you know, it's our partners that made this miracle available to Hannah and her family. And I just want to say a heartfelt thank you to our partners. And I want to say to those of you who've been blessed by this program, you've probably told other people about it. I mean, consider yourself a part of this. But if you've never helped us financially, I'd like to ask you to go beyond just the heartfelt agreement that you have with the things that I'm sharing and put some practical application to it. I'd like to ask you to become a regular partner with us and help us reach many, many more people like this. Your giving does make a difference. So please call that number that you see on your screen.
Be sure to tune in for more Gospel Truth on Monday.
All things that pertain unto life and godliness have been given unto us. You've already been healed. You're already blessed. You already have wisdom in abundance that's been promised to you and given to you. You already have faith. You already have forgiveness. And yet today, people are being bombarded with all of these things. And many people aren't experiencing their healing. They aren't experiencing their blessing, their joy, their peace, their prosperity. Christians are missing out on what Jesus has purchased for them. And you know why it's happened? Because Satan has come in because we didn't realize we were in a battle. He has overcome us and stripped us of what God has given us. He has taken spoils from us.
Be sure to tune in for more Gospel Truth on Monday.